This is Audible.
Accessica Publishing presents Back to the Garden of Eden by Selena Kitt, read for you by Pepper Pearson.
Garden of Eden. Libby was 15 when she started sleeping with her stepdaddy, but it was only because of her nightmares. It seemed natural to climb into his big bed, into the place where her mother had slept until Libby was 8, to snuggle under his strong, muscled arm and his watchful eye. Daddy was always watching, just like God, and it made Libby feel safe as houses. They came and went, her nightmares. But somehow she just never moved back to her own room. Daddy joked that her nightmares were just God trying to get a direct connection. But Libby knew it was her mother. She never doubted where her overwhelming sense of dread and abandonment came from. The kind that left her sweating and shaking and gasping for breath. It was all she'd ever known when it came to her mother. The night before her mother came back, Libby woke up pounding on their bedroom window, screaming, "Let me out!" Her stepfather, who never woke her during one of her sleepwalking incidents, actually shook her until she could see him, his eyes wide and concerned, more panic in them than she'd ever seen before. "Where are you, Libby girl?" he murmured, while he held and rocked and stroked her. She hitched sobs against his chest. "Where do you go?" "Hell," she whispered, clinging. She thought she knew what hell was. And then her mother came back. Libby remembered her leaving, packing her big blue suitcase in the middle of the night, the screaming and the crying and the yelling. Little Libby in her Cindy Lou Who nightgown, shifting from foot to foot in the doorway, listening to them argue, her eyes flickering between them. Her mother came back carrying the same big blue suitcase, walking right back into the Garden of Eden, as if she had never left. Her stepfather was a kind man, but as Libby watched them hug hello, she wondered if even God would be that forgiving. It was the one time Libby wanted to believe that once Eve had fallen, there really was no going back. And of course, her mother was wearing clothes. She swept in wearing a stylish yellow sundress with a pair of white heels, which made her legs look even longer, and her auburn hair, darker than Libby's orange-tinged mane, was pulled up on top of her head. She was beautiful, as always. And in spite of her absence, or maybe because of it, Libby's stepfather hugged her hard and long, his eyes squeezed shut. To Libby, he looked like he was in pain. "Libby!" Her mother held her hand out to her only daughter. Libby felt her mother's gaze raking down her form, lingering at her naked breasts. "My goodness, you've grown!" Her stepfather came up behind her, wrapping his arms around Libby's little waist and kissing the top of her head. She glanced up at him and saw the pride glowing in his eyes.
"Hasn't she?"
His voice was warm, his nude body strong and solid behind hers.
"She looks like you did at that age, doesn't she, Kim?"
Libby glared at her mother. 10 years is a long time. The older woman frowned, her eyes falling to Libby's bare hips, where his hands rested. "Don't you think it's a little inappropriate for her to be running around like that?" Libby rolled her eyes and snorted. "What did you really expect?"
"Libby."
Her stepfather reprimanded her, but gave her a squeeze before letting her go. Libby flounced over to a chair, watching her mother fan herself with her hand.
"God, it's hot in here."
"Not if you're naked," Libby retorted.
"Libby."
Her stepfather shook his head, grinning in spite of himself. "Ed, do you have anything to drink?" Kim asked. "Iced tea? Diet Coke?" Libby left them, going out the back door and sitting on one of the chaise lounges. She heard her stepfather putting ice in a glass, her mother's voice going on about something.
"Hey, Lib! Sunscreen!"
Her stepfather called through the screen door on his way by. Libby sighed, reaching under the chair and finding a bottle of it. Her stepfather kept them everywhere. Being a redhead in a nudist community wasn't always a picnic. If she forgot sunscreen, even once, just for an hour or two,
She turned as red as a lobster and could barely move for days. She could still hear them. Something about Arizona. Was that where she'd been? Libby wondered, rubbing cream over her freckled shoulders, down her chest, over her rounded breast with their cherry tips pointing toward the sky, and her soft, flat belly, past the triangular red patch between her legs, and over her slim, creamy thighs and calves. Libby poked her head back in through the door.
Daddy, can you do my back?
Sure.
He motioned for her to come in. Libby handed him the bottle and turned a chair around, sitting on it backwards and looking over her shoulder at him. Her stepfather squirted lotion in a line down her back, and she squealed.
Daddy!
Sorry,
he chuckled, rubbing the white lotion into her shoulder blades and down her spine. Libby saw her mother watching them, her eyes veiled, her mouth tight.
Did you get your little butt?
He slapped it playfully with his hand, and she laughed. She stood, kneeling on the chair.
Nope, can you get it?
Libby saw her mother's jaw working as her stepfather used both hands to rub lotion into her bottom.
Done,
he announced, rubbing the excess up his arms. But Libby knew he didn't need it. Daddy was as brown and sleek as a seal all over. She climbed off the chair, grabbed her book from the kitchen counter, and headed out the door again.
Ed, this is just wrong,
Libby heard her mother say. She opened her book, leaned back in the lounger, and tried to read. She couldn't concentrate, though. She kept hearing a few words here and there drifting out towards her. Remarried. Divorce. Papers. Sign. They were mostly her mother's words. Although she heard her stepfather say, when? And extra room. And you can ask her. Her mother came out onto the patio after a while, and Libby felt for a moment like she couldn't breathe at all. All she could remember was her mother and the blue suitcase going out the door while the girl in the pink nightgown stood there, calling.
Aren't you going to take me, Mommy?
She knew that she was that girl, but she didn't want to remember the feeling of being left standing there as her mother climbed into a cab and disappeared. Hey, Libby. Kim sat on a patio chair, crossing one knee over the other. You're probably pretty mad at me, huh? Libby didn't put her book down, but the words were swimming. I don't blame you. Her mother sighed, looking out across their patio and the yard, bleeding right up into the sand leading to the ocean. It was an incredible view, one Libby had grown used to. She saw it every day of her life. There was a volleyball game going on, the pink and tan of nude bodies moving in the distance, the far-off shouts of, "Side out!"
Libby, I'm sorry.
Her mother's voice was soft, distant, her gaze somewhere out over the horizon. I couldn't stay here, then, living this way.
What's wrong with it?
Kim's jaw tightened again. I couldn't condone what your stepfather wanted to build here, with this place. Now Libby's jaw tightened, her eyes flashing. She looked a great deal like her mother in that moment.
How would you know what we have here? You never stayed to find out.
No. Her mother folded her arms across her chest. I left. That was my choice. But I'm here now.
And so?
Libby rolled her eyes, swinging her legs over the side of the lounger.
What do you want here? You hated it.
You said so.
You hated Daddy. You hated me.
Libby felt tears welling and willed them gone. No, no, sweetie. Her mother's voice was soft, trembling even, her hand reaching out, but not quite touching Libby's bare knee. I wanted to see you. I just couldn't...
Forget it.
Libby shook her head, standing. I don't want to know. Her mother reached for Libby's hand as she passed, grasping her wrist. She looked into her mother's green eyes, mirrors of her own, with those strange gold flecks in them. Listen to me. Her mother's voice was pleading now. I want you to come live with me and David. You can go to a real school. You can go to prom.
I'm done with school, Libby countered, her mouth set in a grim line. I'm 18 now, if you didn't remember.
College, then, her mother continued. You can have a real life, Libby. You don't have to live this way. Libby yanked her arm out of her mother's grasp.
This way? You make it sound like I'm living in some sort of a cult. I'm happy here with Dad, helping him run things. This is a real life, my life.
I'm staying for a few days, her mother said flatly, shading her eyes as she looked up at her daughter.
Your father and I are finally making this divorce thing official, and there are some papers he needs to have a lawyer look over.
Wouldn't you feel more comfortable in a hotel? Libby snapped, flicking the screen door open.
Where you could wear clothes?
All right, Libby, Kim sighed, standing. Maybe I misjudged this place. Maybe I'm just being a prude, like your father always said.
Libby narrowed her eyes, frowning. You'll give it a chance?
If you give me one, her mother said, reaching for the girl's hand.
Libby took it, reluctant, as they headed into the house.
Libby fell asleep on the sofa in the middle of American Idol and knew she'd spent just a little too much time out in the sun today. She woke up with a line of drool running down the cushion and sat up to discover the dog had eaten the rest of the bowl of popcorn, which had tipped to the floor.
You can have Libby's old bed, she heard her stepfather say.
Her mother was still here. It wasn't a nightmare.
Libby's bed? They were in the kitchen, it sounded like.
Where does Libby sleep?
Uh-oh.
With me.
There was a long silence, and Libby felt it stretching.
Ed, you've got to be kidding me. Her father was putting away dinner dishes. She heard cupboard doors opening and closing.
It's innocent, he replied. His voice was tight, she noticed. She has nightmares.
I assume you sleep.
Naked? Her stepfather finished.
Yes, Kim, we do everything naked. It's what nudists do. Being naked isn't a sin.
You're sleeping with your teenage stepdaughter. Libby winced at the tone in her mother's voice, and for the first time, felt like she wanted to hide herself.
She looked around the living room for a blanket, and found one hanging over the back of the sofa.
Her stepfather's voice shook in reply as he quoted, "And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed."
Oh, please, her mother cried.
Libby heard a chair scraping on the linoleum.
Spare me the scripture.
And she's not your wife, even if you've tried to make her a second best replacement for me.
Libby pulled the blanket over her head, trying to drown out the words.
She's the best of you, her stepfather slammed a cupboard door. And she isn't ashamed of her body, or who she is, and I won't have you making her feel that way. Don't you dare come into my house and do that. Don't you dare.
Fine. Okay, her mother muttered. I just don't think you see how really wrong this is.
Your moral compass is way off.
Her stepfather had his preacher voice on now. Libby recognized it as well as she recognized the words from the Gospel of Thomas, inscribed on the plaque in the main meeting room.
When you disrobe without being ashamed, and take up your garments, and place them under your feet like little children, and tread on them, then you will see the Son of the Living One, and you will not be afraid.
Like I said, spare me the scripture, her mother sighed. She's my daughter too, you know.
Libby ducked her head and pretended to be asleep as her mother came into the living room.
Her stepfather's voice followed. You should have thought of that when you walked out that door, Kim.
Libby felt her stepfather's hand on her hip.
Lib, you want to go to bed?
I'll sleep out here, she mumbled and rolled away from them.
Her heart was thudding hard in her chest.
She heard her stepfather cleaning up, turning off the TV.
I'll show you Libby's room,
her stepfather said, his voice low so as not to disturb her, she knew.
She has nightmares?
Libby felt her mother's hand in her hair and tried not to wince away.
About what?
You,
her stepfather replied softly.
Leaving her?
You don't really go to church naked.
Kim came out wearing another lovely sundress, this one a light, dusty blue with green flowers, Libby grudgingly admired.
We do everything naked,
Ed reminded her with a smile.
And if you're coming, clothing isn't an option.
Kim looked back and forth between her daughter and soon-to-be ex-husband, her mouth working, but nothing coming out.
Hurry!
Libby glanced at the clock. Daddy has to be there early.
Her mother shook her head, blinking a few times.
Ed, you don't really preach up there. I mean, with all your dangly bits just flopping around.
Libby raised her eyebrows as she looked over at her stepfather, but he wasn't looking at her.
I do have a podium, he admitted, looking sheepish.
In her whole life, Libby had never seen him look that way.
Maybe I should just
Stay here. Kim cleared her throat and looked toward the door. Libby folded her arms over her breasts.
You said you'd give it a chance.
Ed looked between the two women, like he was waiting for something.
Kim sighed, kicking off her shoes. Okay. You know what? Fine.
Both of them watched while she unbuttoned her sundress, starting at the top. The row of buttons went all the way down to the hem, but she didn't have to undo them that far. She slipped the fabric off her shoulders, sliding it down over her slim hips and stepping out of it. She didn't look at them as she folded the dress carefully and laid it across the back of a chair. Libby looked at her mother's body for the first time since she was very little, noticing all those things familiar to her, her mother's freckled shoulders, the long curve of her waist and slope of her hip, her slender, long legs, all of those things Libby had inherited from her.
David would kill me,
her mother said under her breath, as she unclasped the front hook of her bra, hesitating, her eyes shifting toward Ed before she let it fall, her breath spilling free. Libby knew those nipples, the puffy pink areola, the round cherry tips. They were just like her own. When she looked over at her stepfather, she saw a light in his eyes she'd never seen before. He watched her mother's breast swaying as she bent to retrieve her bra. Kim seemed to sense his gaze, too, and turned a little away from Ed, and more toward her daughter, as she hooked the top elastic band of her panties with her thumbs, sliding the white material down over her hips. Libby saw with surprise that her mother was shaved completely smooth between her legs. Her stepfather had his eyes closed, a look of pain on his face. Okay. Kim tossed her bra and panties onto a dress, looking over at Libby.
There.
Happy? Ed cleared his throat, holding his hand out to her. You'll actually feel more comfortable this way than you would in clothes. Trust me.
It's true, Libby agreed, taking her mother's other hand as they headed out the door into the sunshine, the three of them as naked as the day they were born. Kim seemed to be trying to hide between them. Libby held both of their hands, swinging them as they walked. The sea of bodies grew as they got closer, every age, size, shape, and color, merging as they went through the double doors. Libby felt her mother's hand tighten in hers, noticing how warm and damp it was.
Are you okay?
Ed leaned past Libby's head and whispered into her mother's ear. Kim glanced at him, her eyes a little wide.
I think so. How many people live here?
1,529, Libby rattled off.
She did most of her stepfather's paperwork.
They won't all be here today. Ed laughed, seeing Kim's face go pale, the freckles across her nose, just like Libby's, suddenly appearing more prominent.
That's a lot of people.
Kim's gaze moved over the couple standing next to them, two young men holding hands.
Ed just smiled at her when she stared up at him in confusion.
We're all equal in God's eyes.
That's the best part, Libby explained as they got to the doors. You can be who you really are.
Is that really a good idea? Her mother murmured.
The pews were already mostly full, but Libby led her mother to the front row, where there was always a section reserved for the preacher's family and friends. She felt her mother's gaze moving over the sea of flesh. And, when they were seated, Libby turned to her.
You get used to it, Libby whispered, smiling behind her at Mrs. McAllister, who came completely naked like everyone else, but still insisted on wearing her hats. This one was pink, with two peacock feathers in the side.
Libby, this is so crazy, her mother whispered back, shaking her head as she crossed her arms over her bare breasts.
Naked in church?
This is how God made us, Libby countered. Daddy always says we can each choose to stay in the Garden of Eden. That's why he named our community that.
I know.
Kim frowned, her gaze moving over her daughter's face.
I think it's kind of a delusion to think you can go back to the garden.
You're already here,
Libby smiled, touching her mother's arm.
This is the Garden of Eden.
Their conversation was interrupted when Ed stepped up to the podium in front, and Libby saw her mother's jaw drop when their choir began to file in, standing on the risers in their birthday suits and facing the largest congregation of Christian nudist community members in the country. Kim hid her face behind her hand for most of the service.
Where is she?
Libby asked as she came into the kitchen and saw her stepfather sitting alone at the table with coffee and the paper.
Out.
He shrugged, watching her pour a bowl of cereal.
Are you ready for tomorrow night? Now it was Libby's turn to shrug.
Do I have to be?
Kind of hard for the preacher's daughter to skip it, babe.
He smiled.
One night a year to get dressed up and go dancing. Doesn't it sound like fun?
Like going to the dentist.
She gave him a grim smile, pouring milk on her cereal.
He laughed. Come on, Lib. It isn't that bad.
She curled up in the chair next to him, milk dribbling down her chin as she chewed. He was watching her, and she sighed.
Do you want to hear something incredibly stupid?
He raised his eyebrows, waiting.
I don't have anything to wear.
She bit her lip, seeing his smile, and shook her head.
Don't you dare laugh.
His face worked, and he cleared his throat.
I'm not laughing.
You were thinking about it.
She took another bite of cereal.
Sarah's had a dress for this stupid dance for a month. I kept meaning to get one. But then she said she was coming.
Her stepfather sighed, sipping his coffee and watching her. Libby continued to spoon her cereal in, chewing thoughtfully in the silence.
I have an idea.
Ed put his cup down on the table and stood, holding his hand out to her.
Come on.
She followed him into his room and sat on the bed while he opened his night table drawer. Curious, she watched him remove a small key and unlock the chest that sat at the foot of the bed. It had never been opened, as far as she knew.
After your mother left, I put these here,
he said, the lid creaking open.
She never asked for any of it back, and I couldn't bear to.
Libby crawled to the end of the bed, peering over the side.
Oh, Daddy.
She moved to kneel in front of the chest, her fingers running over the various materials, soft, silky, velvety, that lined the cedar. Libby lifted one of the dresses, the softest pale yellow, with a purple paisley pattern.
It's so pretty.
She stood and held it against her body. Ed's gaze swept over her.
Try it on.
Libby lifted the dress over her head, slowly pulling it down over her hips. The dress was a silky, yet stretchy kind of material that clung to her upper body, the bodice plunging and cinched, crossed with two thin bands of purple outlining her breasts. The spaghetti straps left her freckled shoulders bare, and while the top hugged her, the skirt flowed and swirled around her legs when she walked, the hem falling a little higher than mid-thigh. She was lost in her own world, looking in the mirror over the dresser, turning to see herself from all angles at once. Finally, she turned to her stepfather and saw that he was pale, as if he'd seen a ghost.
Daddy?
She frowned, turning again.
Don't you like me?
He shook his head, as if to clear it. His voice was hoarse.
You're stunning. You look so much like your mother.
He came up behind her, looking at her in the mirror, and her tummy clenched when she met his eyes. She had never seen him look at her that way before. His hands moved over the silky skin of her shoulders, fingering the thin straps, straightening, his gaze moving down the front of her dress, how it hugged her breast, her slender waist.
When did you grow up?
He murmured, smiling as he met her eyes again. Clearing his throat, he went on.
I think your mother left some underthings. You might need a bra.
Libby went to the chest, sifting through, finding a lacy black bra and a pair of soft mesh panties. She flushed as she touched them, looking up at her stepfather.
These?
He nodded, sitting on the bed.
I think those will work.
She felt his gaze on her as she slipped the dress off her shoulders. He was watching her like he'd watched her mother slipping her clothes off, and Libby took her time, carefully putting the dress on the bed before bending to step into the panties. They felt foreign to her, the material going on like a whisper over her flesh.
Do I have to wear a bra?
She held it up and made a face.
I never wear these things.
I think so,
he replied, looking at the dress. She sighed, putting her arms through the straps, bringing the cups around front and working at the clasp. They were small hooks and eyes, and her tongue snuck out to the corner of her mouth as she concentrated on fastening them.
Daddy, can you help?
She rolled her eyes.
I can't get it.
Her stepfather nodded, crooking his finger, and she went to him, standing between his thighs and offering the front of the bra to him so he could clasp it.
I'm not much better at these,
he confessed, his big fingers working between her breasts. Libby held her breath, feeling his palms brushing over the black silk and lace, making her nipples stand up involuntarily in response. She worked hard at not showing her embarrassment, feeling a tingle between her legs.
There,
he said,
peering at the two hooks. I think that's it.
Thank you. Libby adjusted the thin straps, the lace edge framing the soft fullness of her breasts, now pressed up in the fabric. Her eyes met her stepfather's, and she swallowed, seeing his gaze moving over the curves and swells of her body, covered in black silk and lace. Her nipples were hard, and he looked back and forth between them as they poked out against the material. His hand spanned her waist, pulling her close and kissing her navel, just like he used to do when she was little, except this time, it was different. His hitching breath, the heat of his lips, the way his hands gripped her sides, all made her feel weak and dizzy and aching for something. Pretty, isn't it? Libby asked softly, turning away from him and toward the mirror. She put her hands on her hips and arched her back, angling her bare midriff as she looked at herself in the mirror. She touched her tummy, her eyes moving over the smooth skin of her legs, turning so she could see the back and how the mesh panties curved over the rounded swell of her behind.
It is, her stepfather agreed, clearing his throat.
His gaze still followed her hands as she adjusted the straps. And looking over at him, Libby saw something that shocked her. He had an erection.
Excuse me for a moment.
He didn't cover himself, but he stood quickly and went out the door and down the hall to the bathroom. She stared after him and then looked back at her reflection in the mirror. The way the crotch of the panties cupped her mound, how the bra pressed her breasts up and together. She pulled the dress over her head and found a pair of black strappy shoes tucked away in the corner of the chest that she put on and practiced walking in. Wobbly and unsure, she paced back and forth in front of the mirror.
Libby,
her stepfather said from the doorway, and she turned, startled. He was flushed, but she noticed his erection was gone. She smiled, gathering her hair up and putting it on top of her head. What do you think? He took a deep breath and let it out with a shake of his head.
I think you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
Daddy, she admonished, blushing and letting her hair fall to look in the mirror. Am I really?
Yes, he breathed, closing his eyes for a moment and then opening them to smile at her. There's only one other woman in the world who has ever taken my breath away like you do in that dress.
Libby felt something small and tight turn over in her lower belly as she walked, a little unsteady, into his arms, pressing herself against him and giving him a kiss on the cheek. Thank you, Daddy, she whispered. I love you.
Well, I suppose my old dress is better than no dress, Kim remarked, fingering the material and glancing over at Libby. Does it fit you?
She looks just like you did at that age, Kim,
Ed replied, coming into the living room with two Diet Cokes and handing her one.
I couldn't believe it.
So are you coming? Libby asked as her mother sat at the other end of the sofa.
I suppose, Kim said with a shrug, as long as I don't have to go nude.
You're in luck, Ed said with a smile. You picked the one day of the year when we do something with clothes on.
Do you remember the last time I wore that dress?
Kim asked. Libby saw some sort of communication pass between her parents. Ed popped the tab on his Coke, sitting next to his daughter.
Of course I do.
The day we met, her mother told Libby, using a long fingernail under the tab on her Coke.
Libby looked up at her stepfather, remembering his reaction to her in the dress. She knew she hadn't been born yet back then, although she'd been conceived already, just barely, in the back seat of a Volvo. She'd never known her real father, and the opportunity slipped away just a few years after she was born, when her biological father died in a house fire. He'd been drinking and had passed out, her mother said. That was the year her mother had married her stepfather. Kim's cell phone rang, and Libby rolled her eyes, reaching for the remote. It was the fourth time in as many hours.
Hello?
Her mother said after flipping it open, sighing as Libby turned up the TV.
Hang on, David.
Kim scooted off the sofa and went into the kitchen, but they could still hear her talking.
No, I told you.
Wednesday. Kim paced, prowling the perimeter of the small kitchen. Libby saw her mother out of the corner of her eye.
Yes, I promise you, I'm keeping my clothes on.
Libby snorted, nudging her stepfather in the ribs. He shook his head and shrugged, taking another drink of his Coke.
It's disturbing, actually.
Her mother lowered her voice. They're both naked together all the time. And I told you about the supposed nightmare thing. Standing, Libby tossed the remote next to her stepfather. I'm going to bed.
It's only 8 o'clock.
He looked up at her, surprised.
She shrugged.
I'm tired. Libby heard them talking in the living room, her mother asking about her. She tried to drown them out, looking for a cool spot on the sheets. Most nights they left the windows open, but tonight she felt unusually warm, even though there was enough of a breeze to blow the curtains around. Squirming under the covers, she kicked them off. Every time she closed her eyes, she remembered her stepfather watching her try on her mother's dress. She could feel his hands, helping her hook her bra, the way his lips brushed over the skin of her belly like a brand. She wasn't sure if it was the excitement or shame that made her so warm and flushed, but whichever it was a long time before she drifted off, her mind returning to that moment again and again, when she looked over and saw the proof of his arousal swelling between his thighs. It was late when he slipped into bed beside her and leaned over to kiss her shoulder in the dark. His lips were soft, warm, and she remembered his mouth and breath against her belly, how he looked at her. Every moment made her tingle, the weight of him in the bed beside her, the shift of him rolling onto his side. She feigned sleep for a while, listening to the sound of his breathing become deep and even as she stared up at the shadow patterns the curtains made as they blew the moonlight around the ceiling. The breeze touched her skin, giving her goosebumps, although she didn't feel cold. In fact, she felt entirely too warm, her whole body filling with a slow heat. Daddy? Libby whispered in the dark, looking over at his broad back, hearing the sound of his breathing. He didn't respond, and she knew he was asleep. Closing her eyes, she slipped her hand down over her belly, finding the soft, downy red triangle of hair between her thighs, where all of her feelings seemed centered tonight. Everything down there was swollen, wet, and her fingers slipped easily between her lips, through the soft folds of flesh. She remembered his hands, the way they gripped her, the look in his eyes, like he could devour her, as she nudged her tender, sensitive clit with her fingers, in the dark, as quietly as she could. Her breath came faster, as she recalled how hard he had grown, just from looking at her in a pair of panties and a bra, how the sight of her barely concealed flesh had aroused him. Her fingers circled her clit, pressing it harder, faster, her muscles tightening against the mattress, as she imagined her stepfather's hard cock, the way it swelled and stood up and pointed at her, as if it wanted something. That one brief moment of arousal, knowing he was looking at her, desiring her, the lust showing not just in his eyes, but throbbing undeniably between his legs as well, made her wild with wanting. What would it feel like? She wondered with a shiver, sneaking a hand up and tweaking her nipple. What would it be like if he kissed her and pressed it up against her? She'd watched his erection rise like an exclamation point, a demand, something that knew exactly what it wanted and just how to take it. Libby tried hard to control her breathing as she rubbed and rubbed her clit, listening for any sounds or indication her stepfather might be waking. She knew she shouldn't be doing this, thinking about this. But she couldn't help it. His body had responded to the sight of her, and her body now responded to his presence. So close, less than a foot away from her on the mattress. She wanted to reach over and touch him, and she wanted him to touch her. Her fingers were wet and slick with her juices, and she couldn't control her breath at all anymore. It came faster and faster. She was panting and gasping, her thighs trembling with her effort. "Oh, Daddy," she whispered, her breath hitching, her voice barely audible even to her own ears. She was arching as her belly tightened, her fingers edging her clit towards release.
"Daddy, yes, yes."
Her climax shook her and the bed, although she tried hard to be still, not to cry out, as the waves of pleasure rolled through her. She took a deep, hitching gasp, still petting her sticky mound in the darkness, her fingers playing idly, unfocused, just teasing little shockwaves through her body now and then. Quietly, self-conscious now, she rolled to her tummy, hugging her pillow. She closed her eyes, her body finally relaxing, sinking into the mattress as she began to drift off. In the morning, she recalled whispering, "I love you, Daddy," just before she sailed off into sleep, and thought he might have breathed, "I love you too." But maybe, she told herself in the light of day, maybe it was just a dream. Libby wasn't used to being looked at. Strangely, living nearly her whole life among nudists made her quite unself-conscious.
but she was used to being around people who didn't look at her in a sexual way. She'd had boyfriends, of course, but it was a Christian community, and people didn't act or think that way, for the most part. Being naked stripped everyone of their pretenses, and there was nothing left to hide, so there was nothing really to look at. Now, on her way back to the dance floor from the bathroom, she felt eyes on her in a way she never had before. Men looked at her breasts, pressed up in her new bra, and her legs, which looked long and shapely in heels. It made her feel shy, something entirely new to her.
Hey, would you like to dance?
Libby noticed his tattoo first, a tribal armband that showed beneath the sleeve of his t-shirt. Then she met his eyes,
bright blue and smiling, his hair nearly as red as her own, although she thought it might have been dyed. She opened her mouth to reply and found she couldn't form the words.
Come on,
he said, standing. This is a great song. Libby waved to her parents on the way by, pointing to the young man holding her hand and then to the dance floor. The community held an open and clothed get-together once a year, where people could invite their family members and friends who might have concerns about a nudist environment. Daddy joked it was the "We're Not Aliens" dance. The music was too loud for them to talk, and so they just danced, song after song, their bodies shifting closer together as the floor got more crowded. Libby was sweating lightly and noticed he was damp too when he pressed her to him for a slow dance, and they finally got a chance to breathe. She looked for her parents and saw their heads were bent close, and her mother was sipping her drink.
"What's your name?"
he asked against her ear. The feel of his breath there sent shivers through her.
"Libby."
"I'm Will. Nice to meet you, Libby."
He pressed closer still until she was breathless with the heat of them together.
"I'm thirsty,"
Libby protested when a new song started.
"Do you want to meet my parents?"
Will raised his eyebrows, but smiled and nodded.
"Sure."
Libby made the introductions, and while her mother smiled and offered Will a seat, her stepfather stood, towering over Will as he shook his hand. Instead of sitting too, Libby slipped behind her stepfather's chair as he sat, putting her arms around his neck.
"Come dance with us, Daddy." "Only if your mother joins us."
Ed glanced over at Kim.
"Don't want to leave her here all by herself."
Libby gulped the rest of her stepfather's Diet Coke. Kim took her estranged husband's hand as they stood. The music was even louder on the dance floor, and the bodies were warm and moist around them, a surfing swell of flesh that rocked and swayed together. Bumping her hip against his, Libby teased her stepfather as she watched her parents put their arms around each other for a dance as the music slowed. Libby and Will melted into each other, but she found she couldn't concentrate on anything, because her mother's head was resting against her stepfather's shoulder, and Libby saw the tender look in his eyes as he stroked her hair. They danced together all night long. Once her mother was out there, she didn't seem to want to get off the floor, except to go back to the table for a drink. When the last slow dance had ended, Libby said goodbye to Will, who asked for her number, and then she went to find her parents. Kim was leaning against Ed as they left, the night air cool against their damp skin as they walked home. Libby watched as her mother put her arm around his waist. Her stepfather helped her mother to the bedroom when they got into the door. Libby slipped out of her shoes, her feet sore, and took off her dress, spreading it out on the chair and looking at it. She was standing there in her black bra and panties when her stepfather came back into the living room. She heard him gasp.
"Is she okay?"
Libby asked. He was still wearing a suit, and he looked so strange to her, not like her stepfather at all. His eyes weren't his either, his gaze raking over her, looking at her in the way the men in the club had looked at her. She knew what that look meant, and it made her feel tingly and warm all over. "She had a little too much to drink," her stepfather said, sitting on the couch, still staring at her. He patted the sofa, and she moved to curl up beside him. He put his arm around her shoulders.
"But she'll sleep it off."
"You still love her," she whispered, snuggling up and putting her head under his chin. He sighed.
"I do."
"She's leaving tomorrow," she reminded him, sliding her hand idly over his chest. She wasn't used to so much fabric between them. "She leaves, Daddy. That's what she does."
"I know,"
he replied with another sigh.
"You coming to bed?"
She slid away from him.
"No, I'll sleep out here tonight, until she's gone."
"Don't let her do this, baby." Ed frowned,
sliding his hand over her shoulder, brushing her hair out of her face.
She changes everything,
Libby murmured, feeling her mother's judgment and the self-consciousness she brought along covering her like a blanket. She closed her eyes against it.
That's what she does.
Her stepfather quoted softly. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked.
So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves.
She returned his quote with one of her own, pulling a blanket up past her waist, nudging him with her bare foot.
Go to bed, Daddy.
She didn't know what time it was when she woke up in a strange place, the dog snoring against her feet. Her dream was still bleeding in around the edges, and she couldn't remember anything except the feeling she had lost something. She found herself left with that aching tickle between her legs that made her roll around on the sofa, tugging the blanket between her legs. She ached all over and longed for warmth. The dog raised his head as Libby stood, the blanket trailing behind her as she made her way down the hall towards Daddy's bedroom. Her old bedroom door was open, she noticed. So was the bathroom, and the door to her stepfather's room at the end of the hall. That's when she heard her mother's voice.
Yes! Oh, Ed, don't stop!
Libby froze, pulling the blanket tighter around her. Now she heard the sound of bedsprings squeaking, the headboard knocking rhythmically against the wall. She heard her stepfather groan and call out her mother's name. A fiery heat filled Libby's chest and belly as she listened to them.
Harder, baby!
Her mother moaned.
Yeah! Oh, that's it!
Libby found herself creeping toward the sound of them, rocking and moaning in the dimness. She could see past the doorframe now, her stepfather poised above her mother, the covers over the lower half of their bodies in the early morning light. The clock on the nightstand read 5:18.
Oh, God!
Her mother cried, her hands moving over his broad, strong back.
Oh, baby, fuck me harder. Yes, yes.
The heat spread through Libby's belly, lower into her groin, her eyes wide and mouth agape as she watched her parents having sex. Her stepfather grunted and moaned, and she saw them kiss, their mouths hungry and eager for each other.
Oh, Kim,
he moaned, his movements growing faster, harder. Libby bit her lip, a deep ache between her legs.
I can't hold back.
Yes,
her mother purred.
I'm so close.
It was over like that, a fast, furious pumping. The soft moans and cries of her mother, the growl and thrust of her stepfather, as they came together in a moment of bliss that left Libby paralyzed and breathless as she watched them from the doorway.
Oh, hell,
she heard her stepfather say as he rolled to one side. The light coming in from the window was a little brighter now, and Libby could see them sprawled side by side.
We shouldn't have done that.
I know,
her mother gasped, putting an arm over her eyes.
Fuck.
I'm sorry,
Ed apologized, turning up on his elbow.
No, you're not.
Libby said the words, startling them all.
Libby!
Her stepfather called after her, pounding on the bathroom door that she locked behind her.
She didn't answer him.
She just slid down the wall, put her fist against her mouth, and sobbed.
Libby?
She knew it was her mother, coming to say goodbye.
What a novel idea.
Libby had stayed inside on the couch all day, curled up in front of the TV, naked under a blanket. Her stepfather had tried several times to talk to her, but she turned away from his words. They left in the morning to go to the lawyer, and Libby had slept a good deal of the afternoon away, listening to the faint sounds of them talking in the kitchen. With a sigh, Libby lifted her head off the couch cushion, not at all prepared for the sight of her mother standing in the doorway with the big blue suitcase. Her stomach clenched, and she turned back towards the TV, pretending to be interested in a rerun of Friends. She felt the sofa shift as her mother sat. There was water running in the kitchen, and she knew her stepfather was cleaning up the dinner dishes. Her stomach growled in protest. She hadn't eaten anything all day. Libby, remember when I said I'd give it a chance? Closing her eyes, she tried to block out the words. And you said you'd give me one, right? Her mother's hand on her hip, rubbing.
Can we try again?
Maybe you can come visit me in Arizona. The other side of the world, Libby thought. Might as well be a different planet.
You better go,
Libby mumbled, pushing her mother's hand off her hip.
I love you, Libby.
Her mother stood with a sigh, reaching down to finger a long strand of her hair. Looking up at her for a moment, she almost believed. But then she saw the blue suitcase waiting by the door. The water had stopped in the kitchen, and she sensed her stepfather's presence behind them, watching. Go. Libby waved her away, her eyes back on the TV. Leave us alone. It's what you wanted. It's what you're good at.
Libby.
Her stepfather's voice, pleading with her. Libby pulled the blanket around her, standing.
Don't you talk to me. Not after last night.
She went to her own room, burying her face in the pillow. It smelled like her mother's hair, and she sobbed into it, hearing the sound of the door, her stepfather's goodbye. She couldn't help peeking out the window, but all she saw was a glimpse of the blue suitcase as the driver put it into the trunk. Inside the cab, her mother was in shadow, and then she was gone. She woke up screaming, and he came and carried her to his bed, stroking and petting her all the way. The dream wasn't clear, fading and fuzzy around the edges, but the pain cut through like knives with every breath she managed to draw against his chest.
She left, Daddy! She left!
Libby sobbed.
I know, baby.
She thought she felt his tears, too, as he rocked her. He kissed her hair, her cheek, and Libby felt that heat spreading in her belly as she turned her head toward him in the dimness and his lips found hers. He was kissing her like he had kissed her mother, and her hand tugged at the hair at the back of his neck.
Libby,
he exclaimed, pushing her to arm's length. They both rode the shockwave of it, gasping in the darkness.
Daddy.
She moved closer, past the stiffness of his arms, softening him as she pressed her silky, supple flesh against his lean length. He let out a long sigh.
I'm sorry, honey. I can't stop thinking about you. How you looked so much like her in that dress.
She's gone, Libby whispered. I'm here, Daddy. I'm here.
Oh, Libby.
He groaned and leaned in to kiss her again. A full, open-mouthed kiss. A hungry, eager, greedy kiss, drawing her in deeply.
Watching you dancing. Seeing you in that bra and those black panties. His words thrilled her, and Libby gasped when she felt his thigh slip between hers, fitting his body against her.
She felt his erection against her hip and knew just what it was and what it meant. She moaned when his fingers moved over her breast. He kissed her again, pulling and tugging at her nipple as his tongue twined with hers.
I was imagining you.
Her stepfather whispered into her ear as he rolled onto her, spreading her thighs with his.
I was fucking your mother, and I was imagining how you would feel under me, wrapped around me. I wanted to make you come for me, Libby.
Oh, Daddy.
She cried when his mouth found her breast, sucking and licking like a man sent to devour her flesh.
I heard you,
he murmured, flicking her nipple with his tongue, teasing it.
I heard you touching yourself that night. I felt your whole body trembling with it.
Libby groaned, her face flushing in the darkness.
I couldn't help it.
I know,
he whispered, slipping a hand down between her legs, seeking her heat.
It's okay. Don't be ashamed, baby. I don't ever want you to be ashamed.
No,
she whispered back, her hands in his hair as he parted her lips with his fingers.
You taught me that. The world out there doesn't understand it. She doesn't understand it. But I do, Daddy. I do.
She saw his eyes gleaming in the darkness, the light from a full moon casting them in a silver haze together. He was looking at her in the way that he had the other night, his fingers probing gently between her legs, his lustful eyes sweeping over her body in the dimness.
Beautiful girl,
he murmured, moving his hips with hers.
You're the only one I could ever hope would understand.
Am I?
Libby whispered, moaning when he leaned in and kissed her.
Yes.
Her stepfather whispered against her neck, kissing over her freckled shoulders, over the gentle swell of her breast, sucking a nipple again into his mouth.
Oh, Daddy!
She cried as he suckled and nipped at her flesh, and she felt the rigid length of him rubbing against her thigh.
Fearless! Beautiful, shameless, he whispered,
kissing down her belly, dipping his tongue into her navel. He spread her slender thighs with his big palms, breathing her in, and then sinking into heaven, his tongue exploring her soft pink folds.
Oh!
Libby moaned when his mouth settled at the top of her swollen cleft, his tongue making slow, lazy spirals against her flesh.
Yes! Yes!
He moaned against her softness, his face buried between her thighs, his tongue working there like a man possessed. She heard him swallowing her, his hands opening her legs wider, pressing them back, leaving her completely exposed. His mouth sent the most divine sensations through her, making her wiggle and moan and reach for him like she wanted something.
Oh, please,
she begged, her hands roaming over her own body, her palms brushing against her nipples, sending sweetness down between her legs. She wanted more, her flesh on fire, his tongue the most exquisite torture she'd ever known.
Daddy,
she cried, using her fingers to spread herself more open for his mouth.
Oh, yes.
His fingers, probing between her legs, slid into the slickness between her thighs, stroking there, easing in a little at a time, just one finger slipping through her flesh as he licked her, moving in and out.
Oh, God,
she moaned, feeling completely undone in that moment, rocking on a cloud of her own pleasure, her hands grasping for something to hold on to and finding his hair.
Oh, Daddy, yes, I'm...
And then she was spinning and dizzy with it, gasping and shuddering against him as the most delicious rhythmic pulse beat between her legs against his groaning and growling mouth.
Libby,
he murmured, kissing his way up her quivering belly, his mouth wet with her as he found hers and she tasted herself for the first time.
Oh, God, baby, you are so beautiful.
She felt the heat of him, a steel rod pulsing against the wet cleft between her thighs as he kissed her, his tongue twined with hers, sucking at her, biting at her lips.
Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked,
Libby whispered, his thumbs moving over the pink swell of her nipples, making her gasp and squirm against him.
I don't want you to hide.
He rocked his hips, and she felt how stiff he was between them.
Sex and flesh aren't a sin.
I know.
She closed her eyes and rocked with him.
You taught me that too.
This is Eden,
he whispered against her mouth, licking at her lips.
We're in the garden. No fear. No shame.
His hands moved through her hair, his shaft teasing her slit, rubbing up and down the length of it.
This is freedom,
he murmured, rocking, his breath coming faster as he rolled her hips.
Salvation.
Yes.
Libby kissed him back, her tongue probing between his teeth.
Wild nights. Wild nights.
He whispered between kisses, his hands grabbing her hips and pressing against her with his erection.
What is that?
Libby murmured.
The Bible?
No.
Her stepfather gasped, groaning when she reached between them to touch his length, her fingers tickling the head.
Emily Dickinson. Rowing in Eden. Ah, the sea. Might I but moor tonight. In thee.
Libby moaned, rocking under him like a wave.
Yes, Daddy.
In me.
Oh, Libby.
She stopped his words with her mouth, her wet slit open and rubbing over his shaft as she moved her hips up to meet him.
Yes,
she whispered, reaching down and touching him, rubbing the spongy, velvety tip of him into her flesh, making them both moan with the sensation. He groaned when she pulled at him, pressed him, aiming him.
Please.
Libby wiggled, squeezed, the head of him positioned against her softness. She rocked, the tip moving over the slick folds, through her wetness, not quite inside.
Oh, God. He moaned against her neck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
The word made Libby gasp and sent a jolt straight up her spine.
Yes, Daddy,
she whispered against his ear, still rocking, pushing him a little further.
Fuck me.
He gasped, and she clung to him, squirming.
Don't leave me, Daddy,
she pleaded. They both gave in to it, right at that moment,
a cry that sounded like he was in pain, escaping her stepfather's lips as he moved into her, sinking past her resistance, making her gasp and blink in startled surprise at the thick stretch of him between her thighs. "Ah!" she cried, clutching him, and they both trembled.
"It's okay,"
he whispered, feathering kisses over her freckled cheeks.
"Daddy's here."
"Yes." Libby squeezed him between her thighs, feeling the slow stretch and burn starting to fade.
"Here."
Her hand reached down between them, feeling the point of contact, the thick pulse of him filling her.
"Here."
"Oh, baby girl,"
he murmured as he began to move inside of her, and she wrapped her limbs around him, pulling him in tighter, wanting more. The heat between her thighs began to grow, the delicious friction of his shaft sliding through her wetness, making her weak with it.
"God!"
His movements were faster, and she remembered how he moved inside her mother that night, how she had watched them and wanted this. His voice was hoarse and pained.
"Oh, God, forgive me. You feel so good."
"Yes."
Libby purred into his ear, grinding her hips up against his, feeling him driving deeper into her soft pink flesh.
"Fuck me, Daddy."
He groaned at her words, his breath hot and coming fast in her ear.
"Beautiful baby girl,"
he whispered, and she felt the swell of him between her legs.
"You make Daddy feel so good."
"Harder,"
Libby begged, digging her nails into his back, arching. He was rubbing there, between her legs, a slow burn turning quickly to white heat.
"Faster! Oh, please!"
he grunted, moving harder into her flesh, the wet sound of their bodies together filling her ears as they rocked. She moaned, meeting him, feeling every inch of him as he thrust harder into her, the bed shaking beneath her with his effort.
"Oh, Daddy!"
she twisted and squirmed with her ache, their bodies slick.
"Yes!"
he groaned, his hips rocking her into oblivion.
"Come on, come for Daddy."
"No,"
she moaned, clutching him and arching up, grinding her hips as her climax peaked and shuddered through her, making her cry out and mew beneath him as the heavenly waves washed over her again and again.
"God,"
he grunted, her soft wetness all aflutter around him, pulling him deeper.
"Oh, fuck, I'm going to come."
Libby felt the heat of him, a thick pulse between her legs, his shaft swelling with it, and then bursting inside of her, making him groan and tremble. He collapsed onto her, and she felt him shivering against her neck.
Oh, what have we done?"
she gasped, as he rolled onto his side next to her.
"We found paradise,"
he replied, as she snuggled up against his side.
"Heaven on earth."
"This is the garden."
She felt him touch her lips with trembling fingers in the darkness.
"I love you, Daddy."
She kissed his palm.
"I'll never leave you."
He sighed, pulling her into him, kissing the top of her head. They rolled together and slept, Libby nestled under his arm, her back pressed against his belly, and there were no more nightmares.
We hope you have enjoyed this audiobook presentation of Back to the Garden of Eden by Selena Kitt. This production was narrated by Pepper Pearson. For more steamy audiobook titles, visit Accessica.com today. Production copyright 2012 by Accessica Publishing. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.